We're visiting with Bill Branch, research peanut breeder at the University of Georgia. Bill, what's happening in your plots?
Everything looks good this year. Plots look wonderful. It's just it's time consuming to develop new varieties, and takes about 10 to 20 years to develop new ones. Each year we have all stages of development going on at the same time, whether it's making plant selections or making a yield test or comparing whatever traits that are important for the growers. And we try to do all of that each year, and we have a lot of work involved in keeping everything pure and properly identified, so it's mandatory we have good support. Particularly the University of Georgia has been excellent providing us with good technicians and support as far as getting the work done on time, and I'm very appreciative to the University of Georgia, the Georgia Peanut Commission, the Georgia Seed Development Commission, who went together and supported a postdoc position this year.
Georgia 06G is a powerhouse. You helped develop that. How's it looking so far?
Still looking great. It's still coming out on top in the last 3 years, over 29 different test combinations. It came out on top of all of the new varieties that are out there from everywhere. So it's still hanging in there, and there's a good demand for 6G as being a non-hyal leg with major peanut butter manufacturers. And so it's still hanging in there. It's been the workhorse for growers, and hopefully continue until something better comes along.
Now, you work with Florida and Auburn as well, right?
Correct. We've got their varieties in the testing program as well, so everything's compared at all locations, so that's how the results came out.
It's the teamwork that makes it happen.
There you go. Thank you, Tyrone.
Bill Branch, the head peanut breeder at the University of Georgia Tifton campus. I'm Tyrone Spearman reporting.